It's Bailey Shockheimer with Exeter Grand Bend's 90.5 MyFM. I'm catching up with Rachel Grass today. She was a 2023-2024 4-H ambassador, and she's involved in a lot of agricultural programs. She's a young person with ambition to have a career in agriculture. Rachel, tell me a little bit about yourself and what you want to be when you grow up, so to speak.
Hi, I'm currently in my second year at the University of Guelph studying food and agriculture business with a minor in agriculture. And when I grow up, I want to be a sheep farmer.
Perfect. I imagine that you grew up on a sheep farm because most people who say they want to be a specific kind of farmer grew up doing that.
I actually grew up on a pig farm. And when I was probably 7 or 8, we got a hobby flock of 60 sheep and we sold out when I was 15. But that few years with sheep really got me hooked in the industry.
Perfect. And you've got a kind of long experience with 4-H. Tell me a little bit about your initial involvement with 4-H and why you've now kind of progressed to continue to be involved in more of a leadership capacity.
I started 4-H at the age of 12. It was something my mom did growing up, so I always just heard her stories about how much she learned and how much fun she had. And one day I got offered a dairy calf to show, but we thought it would be better for me to start with something a little bit smaller. So I started showing sheep, and I just fell in love with everything to do with 4-H. So now I show both sheep and dairy heifers.
Great. And when we talk about 4-H, kind of like from your perspective, what's the benefit to having 4-H available for young people? What does it do for young people? What does it teach young people?
I would say it teaches a lot. It's going to be hard to sum it up, but definitely responsibility, leadership, communication skills, time management. And then it also comes to making sure you can like be in communication with your leaders if you can and can't make the meeting, or if there's something you really want to see at the meeting.
Yes, absolutely. And I was thinking a little bit about 4-H as kind of a formative environment for young people who are the future of farming. And the reality is that like in Huron County, a huge amount of our economy is based on farming. It's a very big driver for employment, for literally everything. So from your perspective, why is it important to instill that interest in young people that they want to go into farming, that they want to take up their parents' operation or get into sheep farming like yourself? Why is it important to instill that in young people?
Obviously, we need farmers. And I think farming, it's not just like a job. It is a lifestyle. Having that instilled at a young age, plus the values and kind of the understanding of all what happens in the industry. And it is a lot. So if you were just to jump in at 20, I think it would take you a very long time. First, if you start at the age of 6, going out in the field with your grandpa or going to the barn with your parents, it kind of helps you get the basics down at a young age, which then help you build on it.
And so now you're working for Hensel District Co-op. What are you doing there and what's next for you, I guess?
This is actually my second summer at the Hensel Co-op. So last year I was a field marketing intern. And now this summer I'm working as an animal nutrition intern. So I'm learning all about vaccinating chickens. Soon enough, I'll be working in the dairy and pig too. So they're really giving me like a huge experience and like lots of different background skills for these.
Rachel, I wanted to thank you so much for making the time to chat with me tonight. I know you're a busy girl, as are most farmers. If people want to get more information about 4-H or want to kind of get a foundational knowledge about agriculture, what should they do?
I would definitely check out 4-H Ontario's website and honestly just hit up Google for some of your farming questions. Most commodities like Ontario sheep farmers, chicken farmers of Ontario, beef farmers of Ontario have websites that can help lead you into more detailed and accurate information.
Yeah, there's lots of really great organizations out there and a lot of them are working in our community. So that's absolutely fabulous advice. Thanks again, Rachel.